you might get one off the board now. You can go ahead and sit down, and if you need to write it down, you're going to need to have that in order to travel into the spiritual traffic that we're going to be in today. I say the spiritual traffic that the Holy Spirit is going to escort us in today. You need to have that prophecy that came out in prayer. Don't be left out. And you have to make a confession. I will not be left out. I'm stepping on in. Notice the last part of that prophecy. Notice the last part of that. Your potentials, plural, are an adventure. In other words, there's a lot of other things that God wants to do with you and do for you. My son has prayed, my son has sung. So my job is to preach. You may be seated. Get your Bible. Write this subject down because it will bring you into a new realm of living, a new realm of manifestations, a new understanding of your relationship with God. You do not want to stay in the same place this morning. There is divine adventures that await you. Divine adventures that is waiting on you in the spirit. This morning will be prophetic activation, impartation, and outpouring. Prophetic. I'll give you the subject. I really have to just trot along with the Holy Spirit this morning. There's so much that going to be activated in here. The anointing will come real strong to tear apart anything that's been hindering you. I said the anointing will come real strong to tear apart anything that has been hindering you. Isn't that wonderful? Anything. So it'd be prophetic impartation. In other words, God will come alive in you in ways that you have never seen before. Your flesh going to be shook up and your mind going to have to shut up. The mind of Christ going to take over. I want you to write this subject down because it's introducing you to new strength, new power, new understanding, new anointing, just a new life. The subject this morning is prophetic activation and outpouring of angels in your life. A portion of the spirit world has been left out because of a lack of the apostolic and prophetic. A whole portion, listen to me, of the spirit world in your life has been left out. Journeys that you have tried to take in the spirit, you could not make it because you left the angels out. Just like the Holy Spirit is qualified to train and teach us things in the Spirit. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit, but very little attention has been paid to angels. And there are millions of them. Matter of fact, let's look at the scripture. The scripture is going to slap you side the face. Hebrews 1:14. Look at this scripture. You're about to enter into another realm of the Spirit. Battles you went through. You should have had 1,000 angels with you. But you didn't know they were, you wasn't aware of them as you should prophetically. Here in Hebrews 1:14, he's comparing the angels to Jesus and the prophet. But he get down in this 14th verse and says something about angels that have tremendously been left out of our lives because of a lack of revelation that we have these supernatural beings that God has sent to destroy everything that try to put his hand on us. And they are so powerful. They're not just little boys with wings on them. They are supernatural beings. Watch what I say. At your house right now. Sitting in every room. There to assist you to walk in the Spirit. They are in your car to protect you as you travel down the highway. So listen to this subject again before I read this scripture. Prophetic activation and outpouring of angels in your life. And it's so biblical. We've left out a large part of the spirit world. So that means that as you listen and as you flow the day, your life is going to be more activated in the supernatural. There are many supernatural parts been left out of our lives because we did not know how to cooperate with angels. You can send angels where you're going before you get there. If you got to travel 200 miles driving, you send the angel to cover that spectrum of highway that every demon know you coming through and do not touch you. Demon has been released, but angels have been handcuffed. But we're coming out this morning, right? Say this with me. I'm about to release some angels in my life. Look what this 14th verse said in Hebrews 1. Talking about angels. Look what he says about them. Are they not all ministering spirit? Angels. Sent forth to minister, not to, look at it, for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Now my question is, how many heirs of salvation is in this house this morning? If you don't raise your hand, get your butt up and get out of here. You're holding back people who want to receive. If you think you're a child of God, and I asked that question, and you didn't raise your hand, how you expect to receive? You're not participating. You're activating. You're aggravating the spirit. He's aiming to rise you, resurrect you to another portion of your life, and you sit there and look at me and don't raise your hand. When I say how many heirs of salvation in here, I'm about to minister to you to another portion of your life, and you sit there and look at me religiously, and I'm about to shoot revelation in your life. Not no religion, revelation. Many diseases going to have to leave. Sickness going to have to leave. Lack going to have to leave. Unhappiness going to have to leave. Lack of joy going to have to leave. You got to learn how to flow when the Spirit is trying to take you somewhere. Are you listening to me? There's some powerful things going to be said to you. You're going to have to respond. Don't sit there and look at me like you got it all made. Be open. Be open. Let the Holy Ghost flow this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophetic activation and outpouring of angels, plural, in your life. You may be seated. In other words, you about to turn a spiritual part in your life that Satan don't want you to know you have. Satan has practically cut angels out. And angels are the one that kept the Hebrew boy from being born up. Your battles in life would be different. So a lot of your spiritual abilities has been shut down with religion. This morning, revelation and resurrection is in the house. Your prayer life going to be stronger. Your confession going to be stronger. Your walk going to be stronger. Your talk going to be stronger. Your living going to be stronger from this day forward, because you're going to start living a prophetic life. A life that has already worked out. Not something you're trying to make happen, but something you letting happen. Some things that you've been putting up with, you're not going to put up with them no more. I hear words flying through the air called authority. Your authority is about to raise 100% in the spirit, because you're going to let all, not only the Holy Ghost spirit, but you're going to let angel spirit flow. Every person in here, every person online, 1,000 up to 2,000 people online, more than 2,000. That's how many angels here. Every person has a personal angel that goes everywhere they go. And watch what I'm saying now. Watch what I'm saying. Watch what I say. Before I get too deep, watch what I say. They are asking you, let me do it for you. All this praying you're doing, and you're not recognizing me? The Father sent me to make you supernatural. You respect the Holy Spirit, but notice what the scripture says here. Are they not all? What? They're part of the package. You will be different, because this morning the Holy Spirit going to help you to recognize the ministering spirit. You're going to have the Holy Spirit and the ministering spirit working for you from this day forward. You sit in a chair in your bedroom and you say, "Angel, are you here? Y'all don't want to talk to me up here this morning. I want to go wild up in here this morning. Angel, are you up in here to help me deal with this thing?" I can't go to Angel, but I'm going to send you. My child have called and she in trouble. And she's in California. I'm in Louisiana. But I'm going to send you to take care of my daughter. Listen to me. All your standards of living changes today. You're going to live higher. You're going to live stronger. You're going to live wiser. You're going to live happier. You're going to live more joyous because you're not by yourself. The Father is so excited this morning. Who you talking about? God? Yeah, he's excited because now you can take in the whole package. Are they not all ministering spirits? Sinful. To minister for them. To minister for them who shall be or who are as of salvation. Many things, my brothers and sisters, many things are about to be cleared out of your life. Many hindering forces that demonical powers have set up in your life because of a lack of understanding of the spiritual help or the whole spiritual progress or the whole spiritual, for lack of a better word, program that heaven has set up for you on earth is about to be activated. Ministering spirit. Ministering for the as of salvation. Yes, you can say, "Ministering spirit, go take care of that for me." Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to take you deeper. Turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. You may be seated. Ah! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They're up in here right now. Watch what I feel angels dancing. Said, "Lord, now I'm going to be able to go and do what I'm assigned to do. These people's minds are open. They got revelation. They know I'm here." And you say, "I'm tired sitting down looking at you, trying to fight that thing yourself. Turn me loose this morning." Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, this. Ooh, my goodness. They swarm in this place right now. Angels been looking for a church that can accept them. They're swarming this place right now. I never heard of an angel that lost a battle. that mean? My losing days. I prayed. I meditated. I got revelation. But now I can say to my ministering spirit, not one, he sent as many as you need. Take care of this for me. I prayed about it. I read about it. It's not moving like I wanted to move. I'm sending you to handle it for me. Y'all. You know the spiritual authority that you've been bathed in this morning? Changing everything physically, spiritually, financially, marriage-wise, family-wise, everything being changed this morning. Don't you sit here and believe you're going to leave here in the same position that you came here. It's over. Tremendous power is being released in you right now. Tremendous power is being released in you right now. Tremendous, oh Lord, opportunities. Doors are opening. Gates are opening right now. Because you about to activate your life prophetically with angels. Your dreary days are over. Your dreams are about to flow. Oh, y'all are on. Your dreary days are over and your dreams are about to flow. What? No, let me say that again. Your dreary days, your down and out days are over and your dreams are resurrecting right now in this house. All you needed to do was activate your angel.
Hallelujah.
I heard the Holy Spirit. I heard it. I'm gonna tell you something right now. You've been aggravating your angel. Trying to fight that thing by yourself. And the angel said, I'm sent here to minister for you supernaturally. See, angels don't work in the sense realm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Angels operate in the supernatural realm.
Yes.
So when you need a miracle, a sign, or a wonder, and your angel is properly activated, now, listen to this in the spirit world. Your angel is either aggravated or activated. What would aggravate your angel? Now I'm gonna say a word. I know somebody gonna get hot, but I don't care. Stupidity. And never say nothing to me. All they gotta do is say a word. I'm gonna slap them side of the head and knock them out of the way. But because I'm operating supernatural. So I got the Holy Ghost and I got ministering spirit. The Holy Ghost ministering to me, making me strong, and I'm sending the ministering spirit to carry it out. Y'all know up here online, y'all know y'all hearing something you never heard before. Y'all know your life about to change. Y'all know God got you here for a reason. Why don't you go ahead and shout? Let's give some respect to this revelation, to this anointing, and to this impartation. If you give God respect, he's going to give you more. Don't sit there, stand there, and look at me tomorrow. I already knew that. You're lying. There's much, much, much more. Tell a person next to you, much, many times you can say much, 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 much. Don't tell them one time, say much, 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 much. Now say one much, say much, much, talk to them. Much, 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 much more. And tell them you ain't the house where it's coming out. Thus said the Lord, tell them something getting in them and on them that they have never fully experienced. Ooh, let me try to go. Psalm 103, sit down. Psalm 103, verse 20. Hallelujah. Somebody gonna run up in here today. Somebody might fly in here today. Free at last. I tell you what, I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna knock you out. It got an angel traffic jam up here. I feel angels bumping against me up here. They're all around me. Say, preach it, preach it, preach it, prophesy. Your angel won't do so much for you. I mean, you got to go back and peel all them years back where you wasn't able to flow like you wanted to flow, and he's going to give you a fresh start. Your angels... angels are about to give you up in here this morning a fresh start in life. All the things that have been held back from you about to be turned loose now. They're up in here. All they have to do is be recognized. And you can't recognize them by religion. You got to have revelation. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to the angels' ministry. Woo! You don't know what a cover you just pulled back. You're going to start seeing things and understanding things you never knew before because you just asked the Holy Spirit to pull back the curtain on the ministering spirit. Ooh, my goodness. 52 years, I never seen it like this. Been preaching thousands and thousands of hours. Never seen it like this. Something not only here in Darrow, but around the world online, going to start opening up. People are going to be aware of their ability to activate angels. Online, some kind of way, can y'all find out some states or some countries that are online and let me know? I need to know. Go online. Find somebody, some kind of way. Let me know something. Well, how many countries, states? Y'all sit down. I said, you got Psalm 103 now? If you didn't find it yet, you probably won't get it. Just look on the other person, Bobby. You can't. The 20th verse. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. Look what the next. That what? In what? Your weekday is over. That do his commandment. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Angels are charged with your name when you're going through something. Go to the 21st. Bless you the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, to do his pleasure. That's an angel. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You ready to travel?
Yes, sir.
The first statement is, it's time to let the angels flow in your life.
Yes.
It's time to let the angels. Now get that part, because the next part is going to be very important. But if you don't get the first part, if you don't get the part that I recognize and I realize by revelation that I got to talk to my angel. Not pray to him. Talk to him. Commission him. Because if you don't get this first statement, the next one's going to knock you out. It's time to let the angels flow in my life. Say it.
It's time
to let the angels
flow
in my life. Now watch the next statement. Lack of angelic wisdom has robbed many believers. Lack of angelic wisdom has robbed many believers. In other words, their life is not in the level that God wants their life to be in, because they don't know how to yield to angels. See, you think you prayed, you've meditated, you've prayed, you've gone to church. You think that's all you had to do. But you got to talk to these ministering spirits. God sent them for us. Later on, I'll get, if you don't understand angel, you're missing the ladder to heaven. They got angels going up and down a ladder going to heaven. Angels are part of the spiritual forces sent from heaven to help handle kingdom business on earth. Sent from heaven. Now, watch what I say. You are kingdom business on earth. Oh my. Oh my. You heard what I said? Yeah, yes. See, I am kingdom business on earth, and the angels have been sent to assist me to manifest. Could it be possible that you as a child of God has never manifested your full potential? Oh, up in here this morning. Is it possible you're about to move in some potentials you didn't know you had? Is it possible here? We're about to fly somewhere we've never flown before. We're about to ride somewhere we've never rode before. We're about to see something we've never seen before. We're about to have something we never had before. Could it be that Satan, who's a fallen angel, want to hide the real angel from us? We have recognized Satan more than we recognize angels. Is it possible we've been giving credit to a fallen angel?
That's good. That's good.
We talk about the devil. He's a fallen angel. He got some fallen angel with him. That's where the torment and all the fighting come from. But they don't want us to know about the real angel that can whip them every day. Yeah. Satan is about to get whipped out of your life. Because the real angel is going to shut him down. Any problem, any activation you're going through, I want you to be able to make the statement in the name of Jesus, angel, I release you. Handle that situation for me. Oh, y'all ain't shouting, man. Y'all don't have no idea what kind of elevator you on this morning. You on a divine elevator. You've been stopping at the wrong floor. Prophetically, oh my, prophetically, by the Spirit of God. And when he said prophetically, it means that it's already existing. You just got to walk in it. Lord have mercy. You ready? Because of this insight, the supernatural realm is about to increase in your life without measure. Amen. The supernatural realm gonna fly open because you now recognizing millions and millions of spiritual help that is available to you will begin to be applied. There's a lot of places Satan had been taking authority over you because you didn't know you had angels can whip him. When you feel like you're losing, say, I turn my angel loose in the name of Jesus. I turn my angel loose. When that happened, Satan and his crew of fallen angels said, we got to go, brother. She done found out. He done found out that their group can whoop us every time. I want you to do something wild right now. I don't know what kind of move I want. Make any kind of move you want. But I want you to make this move in the aspect, I'll never travel by myself again. Now make some kind of move. Make some kind of move to your body. I'm so glad to prophesy. I'm so glad to prophesy to you this morning. I'm so glad for this prophetic anointing that I can speak to you this morning and let you know that your life will never be on the same level. Because if you just sit in a room and say, angel, just say the word, angel. Are not they all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for the half salvation? You are our salvation. Let me ask you a question. All online. Have you been talking to him much? All the liars come up here. Now, watch what I say. A prophetic angel anointing cometh upon you today, and your regularity as a Christian is over. Your spiritual power is increasing so much today that the Holy Ghost is dancing. The Holy Ghost is excited because you are learning about those who are assigned to help get the kingdom job done on earth are being set free in your life today. You never alone. You don't have to see him, just know he's there. Some of y'all are going to see him, but you don't have to see him, just know he's there. I hear the Spirit of God says, your divine abilities are about to flow like they never flowed before. There are demonical anchors that Satan has set up on some of y'all lives are being taken off right now. You might want to write this down, sit down. I may have said it, but I need to say it again. The supernatural realm is about to increase in your life without measurement. When you know how to turn your angels loose, great things will begin to happen. When you know how to turn your angel loose, great things will begin to happen. Angels works with the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody needs to hear this real strong. You've been praying about something. You must remember this, that delays, D-E-L-A-Y-S, are not denials with God. If something you prayed about and it haven't arrived yet, it's not a denial, it's just a delay. Now you're going to change the times of the delays because you're going to send spirits to speed it up. Some of y'all have prayed about some things and it looked like it's not going to happen. This morning you're about to make it happen because you're going to tell your angel, take care of that prayer for me. Woo! Oh, I feel his presence. Woo, my God. Woo! Almost told the angel, turn me loose, man. I can't handle it. Woo, my goodness. You don't only have the Holy Ghost, but you got an angel. You got a personal angel just for you. You mean to tell me I got an angel? Yes. But angel stupidity leave here today. Your life about to change. If you're paying attention, if you let these prophetic words get in you, your life about to change. You about to have more joy. More peace. Watch this. More manifestation of things that are rightfully yours. Spiritual warfare is going on, but angels are going to fight it through for and to you. Do you know what the Spirit of God told me to tell you? I'm teaching the prophetic activation of angels and outpouring of angels' abilities. Now get ready to experience a supernatural on a daily basis. Now get ready to experience the supernatural. Oh, I don't have to feel nothing.
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute, y'all. I don't have to feel nothing. I ain't told you to get ready to feel something. I said get ready to experience the supernatural. Now we got to put faith on the truck here now. not feeling. Your spiritual life is not a feeling life. It's a faith life. Now faith is the substance. When? Now. Of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. I don't feel it. I don't see it naturally. But I know something. From this day forward, know yourself as an activator with an anointing that can't be denied. You never sent your angel nowhere to get nothing. You travel, and you ain't sent your angel ahead of the airplane, or the jet, or the car, or the bus you're on. You just get on the bus, say, I'm praying. Send the angel. Let the angel shake some of these companies up. God, angels, assistant planes are open to you now. Now you write that down personally. That God, open assistant planes are open to me right now. Now I am getting in the angel flow. Listen to the next statement now. Your angels are waiting on your command. Remember Hebrew 1:14. Now go back to Hebrew 1:14. Go back to Hebrew 1:14. Look at it so you could see that I'm preaching in line with the word of God. I'm prophesying in line with the word of God. Are not they all ministering spirit? Sent forth to minister for the hour of salvation? Huh?
Yes,
now listen at this. There are areas in your life ready to go to the next level. But you couldn't get there without angels. They ain't here. I feel their presence. Boy, to knock y'all out, one of them run across the floor. Right? Nothing impossible, you know. They take on different forms. Don't get scared. I'll use the word manifest. Back me up in this preaching. Hit this place. Permitting the angels to open the portals of the supernatural wider in your life. The portals of the supernatural. There are doors and gates in the supernatural has not been opened in your life because only angels can open it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Otherwise, there's some new doors. I prophesy. There's some new doors and new gates about to be opened in your life from this day forward. Things going to happen to you you can't explain. All you're going to be able to do is praise about it. You can't put words to it because it's so supernatural. The spirit of fear is fearful in you this morning. He knows that you are authorized by God to have authority over him and everything he tried to damage your life with And what you're hearing this morning, see, fallen angels can't whoop real angels. So that's why they try to leave your angels out. But from now on, now you're going to have dreams and visions. And when you're reading the scripture, revelation that you have never seen before. May I say this, Lord? Your walk with God going to become flying activation with God. You're going to begin to fly with your angel in revelation, in power, in understanding, anointing. Intimacy with God going to become closer. Intimacy with Jesus Christ going to become closer. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit going to become closer. Intimacy with the Word going to become closer. Yeah, I heard. There are some things that have been in your life only angels can remove. There are some extra baggage that have been on your life is being taken off this morning. See, because if you don't understand angels, you're leaving out a large portion of your spiritual ability. Let me say that again. If you don't understand the ministry of angels, you're leaving out a large portion of your spiritual ability. This morning, you're being informed. And your spiritual abilities are increasing as you sit and stand here. Because now the Holy Spirit got something to work with. The Holy Spirit can tap you on the shoulder and say, what about your angel? Holy Spirit said, I'm not going to do that. I got this to take care of this. Send your angel. Yes. We work together. Yes. So ministering spirit and the Holy Spirit from now on will be in partnership in your life. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm getting the revelation as I stand here too, boy. I'm about to fly, man. Listen, the Holy Spirit and ministering spirit now are going to be working in agreement in your life. In other words, the Holy Spirit said, I can't do what I want to do for you because you didn't recognize my help. God sent the angel to help the Holy Spirit. So now we're talking about Holy Spirit help us. Now sit down, because I want you to get these words now. Here the dimension that you placed in. Here's the spiritual dimension that you're being prophetically placed in this morning. Are you listening? Your faith about to change. I'm about to show you ways that your faith gonna change. That everything about to change. You know the Bible said in Romans 10:17, so faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Y'all just been hearing. You got to do more than hear faith. Uh-huh. What? Yes, sir. Hearing, seeing, saying and manifesting. Yeah. Hearing, seeing. Other word, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Other words, your feet should not only hear. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching. Your faith has the ability to see. Then your faith speak. Same. What come next? You only been hearing. You need to see. Faith has eye to see in the other realm. Faith will open your eyes to see what is seen. Oh, y'all ain't listening. Y'all think this Sunday school stuff will put you in four dimensions. Hearing, seeing, saying, and manifesting. That's what meditation. Meditation is about before you leave, see it. Meditation is about seeing. See, meditation adds seeing to your faith. Good God Almighty, Leroy. Meditation adds seeing to your faith. Then you say it. Y'all trying to say something you never seen. Oh, you don't believe me. 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I'm going to shut you up right now. I'm going to shut you up right now with your deep self. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I'm about to shut you up right now with your deep religion. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Go to the next verse now. Oh my God. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. So in the natural, you haven't seen it. You can't see it. But in the Spirit, it is revealed. We're talking about reveal seeing. Not regular seeing. That's why you can't take everybody with you all the time. They won't discuss something you already seen. Now, here's what it means to aggravate something, to activate. I got the word aggravate on my mind because the angel's been real aggravated. You mean to tell me she's going to go out there by herself? Praying in tongues. Ta, 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 ta. Bring me with you, baby. The tongues are to activate me. Oh, Lord. I'm about to take some people out who've been blocking you. Say one thing in your face and saying something else behind your back. I'm about to expose all of them right now. Woo! Woo! I heard that in the Spirit. Everybody better keep their hand off of you. We're prophetically activating angels in your life today. I'm at the close in a minute. I'm going to take part two. Lord, help me go to part two. To activate something is to start it off. Trigger it. Set it in motion. There are three words he spoke to me. Anointing, that's the Holy Spirit, right? Angels, that's ministering spirit, right? Activation. The anointing and the angels are no good unless they're activated by you. But now you're aware of that fact. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The angels that are at your house are dancing right now. Say, Lord, finally I'm going to be welcome. Finally, I can get loose in this house, do what needs to be done. Y'all think I'm no. I sat on the porch, talked to the angels in my yard yesterday. Say, have your way. Do what you need to be done here. Now, if you're not saved, you're just a sensical person. You look up at me like I'm stupid. But I got a shield, so the stupidity hit my shield. Above all, take the shield of faith, quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a prophecy, and I'm going to close, and I'll take up point one next Sunday. I never got to point one yet. Stand up and let me give you this prophecy. I want you to listen now. I want you to listen and then go back online and get it again. Let the angels flow. Let the angels flow. The plans of God is ready to grow. There's nothing to stop the plans of God as we get into the full flow of heaven. Flowing in the word. Flowing in the Holy Ghost and flowing in the assistance of angels, agents of God's supernatural plan. Because of a lack of knowledge, the angels couldn't flow. But now, through revelation knowledge, we're ready to go. Crying out, flow, angel, flow. This is the kingdom time to grow. In God's will and God's plan, the gates, listen, and doors of the supernatural are flying open, and the gates and doors of the enemy through false cultures are being shut down. Glory to God. Glory to God right now. Shut the stubbornness up. Get all the concrete out of your mind. Find this is your, for this is your time to flow fully in the spirit. Things will never be the same for you, for you are now being equipped to open the whole forces of the supernatural. We'll take up next Sunday. I didn't get to the first point. I got about 16 points. I didn't get to the first point. All that was the introduction.